You are listening to Supernatural Confessions, where it is a safe place for you to confess all your experiences, be it supernatural, myths, urban legends, superstitions, or even the unknowns. And as a team, we'll compile and feature your confessions on our platform. Share with us your story through our Facebook page or website. You just need to search supernaturalconfessions.com. I'm Kim, your host for this podcast series, and now let's get on to the confessions. Welcome to another Wednesday podcast. How's everybody doing? I know we have not been producing a show for last week Wednesday podcast. That is because me, together with the rest of the team, is away in Bali for a meet and also work at the same time. The work part is we are there to shoot some interesting content, especially with the local culture there, and of course it is linked to the supernatural. But that content will be up later and you guys will get to see it on our YouTube channel. Once again, for those who have yet to subscribe or yet to follow us on our YouTube channel, go ahead and search for Supernatural Confessions. Okay, now we will get to the first story. This first story, it's written by or sent in by Hari Babu. And we did a slight edit, and this is edited by Kara Wong. Title of the story is The Lady Upstairs. Hi, I wanted to share an experience I had. As everyone who lives in HDB knows, we live with different types of people around us. When the incident happened, my family was staying in a rental flat whilst waiting for our BTO to be ready. My mum was doing the laundry, and when she was done, she hung the clothes outside on a bamboo pole to dry. It was a sunny day, and the clothes dried fast. But just as she was about to take in the clothes, she realized that there was water dripping on our clothes. At first, my mum figured that it was about to rain. So she quickly took in the clothes, but realized there was no rain. Confused, she thought, no rain, huh? How come the water dripped on the clothes then? That is when she poked out, looked up, and it dawned on her that the person living above us did not squeeze the excess water from the clothes and it was dripping down on ours. My mum decided to go upstairs to speak to our neighbour and told her, "Hello auntie, your clothes are dripping. Can you at least squeeze the excess water before hanging? If not, drip down to everyone's clothes leh. Susah-susah we dry it. But because of your excess water, kena our clothes some more." But our neighbour upstairs did not want to listen. This happened so often that I had to go upstairs together with my mum several times to repeat the same thing to our neighbour. I noticed that she was living alone, and she only had a single sofa. Pretty much everything else was made for a person living alone, including the clothing she hung. Soon, it seemed that our neighbour had upgraded from a walking stick to an automated wheelchair. This irritated my mum even more because at night, we would hear the sounds of marbles dropping, chairs dragging, bats moving, and heavy objects dropping. But we ignored it even though we kept hearing it at random times at night. One day at about 8:30 PM, again, we heard the sounds of marble dropping and the sofa moving around. And I was like, "Hiya, I thought she was using wheelchair already, cause cannot walk and cannot even twist her wet clothes to dry. But how come can still move so far?" I left my house to bring my dog down for a walk. As I was walking on my daily route and was about 3 blocks away from my home, when I saw the auntie come back home. I thought to myself, what the fuck? Is that a ghost? She was just making a hail of a noise upstairs and now she's here. This continued to happen and I would sit in the living room and listen whenever I heard the sounds of marbles or the sofa moving around. I told myself if she left the house, I would be able to hear her automatic wheelchair because it made this certain fee, fee, fee sound. But strangely, we would only hear those sounds when she was not at home. Is there another person living with her?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions Podcast. If you have your own confession, do share it with us through our website, supernaturalconfessions.com. Remember, you are not alone.
So, just a recap of the story just now. Our confessor was saying that the neighbor that lived upstairs has difficulty in moving around as that person is in a wheelchair. But the weird part is, whenever that person is not at home, they will still hear stuff moving upstairs, as in that person's house. So if that person is living alone, where does all the noises come from? The next story that we're gonna have, somehow related to the previous story, because this one, it's also happened in an HDB. This one, it's written by Abang Hardy J. 5 years ago, my cousin bought a resale HDB home in a certain road, facing a certain market in Singapore. I shall not reveal too much, because I do believe that this HDB is still there. When they went to view the house, they were surprised that in three of the bedrooms, in every room, there's a lot of statues, where each room has between 7 or 8 sitting black statues with a sticker vertical yellow papers with a red Chinese character pasted on their foreheads. I believe this is a talisman. Apparently, the existing owner purchased the house just to keep store these statues, and if they are interested to purchase, the owner will remove them accordingly. The place was fully furnished and the price was also below market value. And since it is within their budget, they thought it is a good deal. And also, they were thinking, if the existing owner is going to remove the statues later and get somebody else to cleanse their place, everything would be fine. And so they thought. So, they immediately signed the sale and purchased the house. After 3 months, they got the keys and started washing the house. They got somebody to repaint and also somebody to cleanse the house. And they moved in without renovating the place, since the place is already furnished. While they were in the living room having their conversation, suddenly, they heard the fridge door slam. And she thought, at first, it was their eldest daughter, and shouted, asked her to bring some drinks for them, but the eldest daughter replied she is in her bedroom with her youngest daughter going through homework. They were surprised, but ignored it. Maybe the sound came from somewhere else, they thought. After 6 months to almost 5 years living there, they endured many disturbances in the house where both husband and wife quarreled almost every day and the children became depressed. The eldest daughter, through the years, became depressed being disturbed every day at home because she said she keeps seeing black figures and hearing voices in her head talking to her that apparently she have to leave school because of her self-inflicting or self-harming, where she would cut herself with penknife on her arms. There were times when she wanted to commit suicide by jumping down. The younger daughter noticed and called my cousins to stop her. At first, my cousin thought that their eldest daughter is unstable and would hallucinate. And the said case is, she was sent to IMH. Doctor said she imagined things by hallucination. But when they put her through the lie detector, somehow she was telling the truth. Doctors just brushed it off and put her on medication to stabilize her. After that ordeal, the younger daughter suddenly told them that when every time the eldest daughter was thinking of committing suicide, she says she would see a black figure standing outside the window, looked as if that black figure is asking the elder sister to jump down. They decided to sell the house after only 5 years tenancy there. Now they move into a new house. And guess what? The eldest daughter became normal and continued her study again. Is it entirely the house or just something wrong with the daughter?
here at Supernatural Confessions, we would like to remind you, whatever you don't see doesn't mean it is not there.
Okay, in the last story that we heard about the house that has black statues in it, I think if I were to purchase a house and I walked in and I saw that kind of black statues with talismans staked on their forehead, I would have walked straight out of the house immediately when I saw that. Doesn't matter whether the owner is going to remove it later or not. Even imagining that thing in my head now gives me a creep. The next story, this one is written by Luca.
Hi, I'm a student at Maris Stella High School, and here is my confession. Last year, just before my exam, my friend and I decided to come to school early as I wanted to do my revision. On the first day, we decided to meet in the morning, but I had misjudged the time it would take to get to school and arrive early. When I arrived, it was about 6:20 in the morning. When I got to class, my classroom was still locked, and I waited about 5 minutes before the security uncle arrived to let me in. Being the playful person that I am, I decided to scare my friend as my friend come in later. I didn't turn on the lights, I didn't turn on the fans or even open the windows so as to not be detected. Whilst crouching in the corner, I suddenly heard the sound of something being dragged on the ground. I was spooked because the class had been dead silent before that. Curious, wanting to see what was making the noise, I decided to turn on the lights. It was a table that had been dragged about 2 meters across the floor. I was shocked. The table in our school are quite heavy, and with it being made of metal, I thought it was impossible for the wind to have done this. At that time in the morning, no one could have played strings either. Of all the tables that was arranged in the usual exam format because of SMM, it was a table in the corner that had moved. Whilst investigating the sound, the window now suddenly opened. It was the one next to my seat. Now, it really freaked me out. I knew for a fact that I closed and locked the window shut the previous day. I immediately left the classroom, not wanting to experience anything more. It is also worth mentioning that my school is known for hauntings, and whilst I do not know how true, it is supposedly built on cemetery and is located right beside Botley Crematorium. When I was in Mary's Primary, there was also a toilet that was supposedly very haunted. It was located behind the stage in the hall. It was always quiet, but there are stories of screams and singing coming from in there. Some claim to even have seen apparition. On the secondary school side, there is a terracotta warrior, and when the school had camp nights, students who sneaked off to roam around for fun would notice that the statue had disappeared or would move. There is also a winding corner in the fifth level that creeps me out. It is always quiet and deserted. We would only go there when we were playing catching. People have said to see figures walking around and then disappeared. Some claiming to have seen a woman with long black hair wearing a blue dress. There are turns in the hallway, and along those turns are mirrors, which perhaps is to help students see what is lurking around the corner. Overall, I wanted to say, my school definitely has creepy vibes, especially in the early morning as well as at night.
Fellow listeners of Supernatural Confessions, if you like our podcast content and wish to support us, do buy us coffee at www.buymeacoffee.com/SCFridayLife. We appreciate every single cup of it.
The next story that I'm going to tell you happened to a friend. This happens to her quite a number of years back. And because she doesn't want her identity to be revealed, so I shall call her K.
not her real name. Before we dive into case story, I'm going to tell you about where this incident happened. This incident happened at a cinema. Although the cinema is no more longer operating, but I shall not reveal its name. The cinema, it's set on top of a building. The whole building is actually made of parking lots, whereby there is no other offices or no other business that occupied that building. It was just whole lots of parking spots, and on top, there's a cinema. Anybody from Kuching hear me say this, they would definitely know which building or which cinema is this. Again, cinema is no more longer operating. Back in those days, this is one of the famous cineplex or cinema that is operating all the movies before the big names like TGV or GSC came into Kuching. That spot, it's the hot place where people of Kuching go to watch movie. So this happens to Kay back in those days when she was younger. One particular random night, she and her girlfriend went to watch a movie. Usually, they would want to catch a late night movie, especially when it ends like 1, 2 in the morning. And usually, they would do it on a Friday or Saturday night because they don't have to work the following day. So, they went to catch a movie. If I'm not mistaken, they went to watch Mean Girls. So, if you know about this movie, you would know how long back is this ago. So, they all went to watch the movie. The movie started at 11 p.m. So meaning to say that when it finished, it will be roughly about 1 something in the morning. That is way past midnight, right? So they all excitedly went to watch a movie, grab a popcorn, and a bunch of girls went to watch Mean Girls. They went in, watch a movie. It was, according to Kay, at that particular time, they are not sure why, but they were the only ones in the cinema. There were nobody else, but there were quite a number of them. I think it's about 7 or 8 of them, but there were nobody else. They're also not sure why, because this weekend there are supposed to be a lot more people, but at that particular time, that movie slot, it's only that bunch of friends together with Kay. She did mention that probably because that movie, when they went to watch it, it's already quite at the end of its airing time, as in it came out for quite a while in the cinema before they went to watch it. So probably that's why nobody else went to watch that movie. But according to her, that movie slot is also the last one on that particular day. So they went to watch a movie. When they were done, they came out, they say the cineplex or the cinema hall is already empty, as in the outside, the walkway, everywhere else it's already empty. So they thought, oh, because it's already closing time, right? So everybody left. They walked around, there was nobody around. Even the staff, there were no cleaners, there were nobody, absolutely nobody around. So they thought, well, everybody just left, probably just, you know, except the guy who runs the movie for us. They didn't think much about it, so they went, proceeded back to their car, wanted to go home. The moment they reached the car, Kay realized her phone is not in her bag. That is when she remembered the last time she took out her phone was during the movie time. She said she took it out to text a friend. Back then, I believe this is to SMS, to send a message out. So she said that is her last memory of her phone. So maybe she placed it on her seat and forgot to put it back in her bag. So she said she needed to get the phone. Told her friend, let's go back to the cinema since there is nobody else. Let's go and grab a phone and we shall leave. So everybody agrees, so they return back to the cinema. When they went back to the cinema hall, it's as empty as the first round before they went to the parking lot, right? There was nobody around. But because it is not right to just enter a cinema hall, so they went around to see whether there's anybody to ask for assistance or help. But again, there were nobody around. So they say, it's okay, just go back to the cinema hall that we went to watch our movie. Let's enter, grab our phone and go. It's according to Kay. But the moment they went to the cinema hall, the cinema hall door was already locked. Most likely, the person who runs the movie for them locked it as he is the last person to go. So they could not enter. So they went around to look for people again. Hopefully, the guy who runs the movie is still around, then they can ask for his help. But there was nobody around again. As they were looking around, then this is when Kay saw there's a lady seated behind the ticket counter. So she's like, hey, there's a staff still around. So she turned, tell the friends, you guys wait here. I shall go and ask this lady for help. So the old friend, everybody saw the girl. Everybody said, okay. So they waited like roughly about probably 50 meters away where the ticket booth or the ticket counter is. So Kay walked straight to the ticket counter, right? And this part, it's according to Kay, gives me a goosebump. When Kay reaches the ticket counter, she saw the lady was seated behind the ticket counter with her head down, as in, she did not look up. Her face is facing the table in front, or the counter in front of her. So Kay went to her and asked, please excuse me, can you kind of like help me, because my phone is, you know, I left my phone in the cinema hall and yeah, I need to get it. It's, you know, it's important and whatnot. But the lady did not respond. The lady did not held her head up or look at Kay or whatsoever, right? So Kay like, maybe she's asleep. So Kay actually raised her voice to ask the lady again, to ask the person behind the counter, excuse me, miss, I needed help. I needed to retrieve my phone. Already raised her voice, right? But the lady still has the same response. As in, she did not do anything. There's no response at all. The lady just stared at the counter, did not move. How do they know that this is actually one of the staff? It's because the uniform that she wore. She is wearing the cinema's uniform. So they know that this is staff, right? So this is when Kay turned and looked at the friend and give her a kind of signal like, you know, what kind of rude person is this? Because the lady is just not giving any response, whereby she is just seated there. Kay looked at her friend. So, meaning to say that Kay turned away from the lady behind the counter, right? Kay looked at her friend. This is when Kay saw the rest of her friend, their face turn pale almost immediately. Then Kay turned her side back to the lady, but she's no more longer there. Then Kay didn't know what happened, right? So Kay turned back to the friends again. This is when the friends keep on waving her, ask her to come back, come back, come back. She didn't know what is going on, right? She just walked back to the friend, and the friend said, just go, let's go. Do not ask what's happening. Do not ask us what is going on. Let's just go. Kay is confused, but still bothered that she could not get her phone, but decided to just follow the friend to leave the area. So they left the area, right? They left the area, they got into the car. The moment they go out, that is when they met a security guard. This security guard uncle is slightly older. The moment they saw the security guard, they stopped because Kay is driving. They stopped and Kay asked the uncle whether she could get the phone. But at the same time, the uncle, the security guy, could see all the fear in the rest of the friends, right? That is when the uncle say, just leave tonight, go back home, shower, get some sleep, and come back tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I'll get the phone for you. You just come and take it from my office, okay? But come back tomorrow. You can forget about the phone, or you can forget about getting your phone tonight. Kay has no other option, so they went back. As they are way back, none of the friends said anything. Nobody actually said anything to Kay. Kay is puzzled and obviously confused, so Kay actually asked the friend, what is going on with you guys? What is happening? But nobody said anything. So Kay just kept quiet as well, went back, shower, get some sleep. I think, and also that night, they all have a sleepover together. So everybody is together, right, in the same house. Nothing happened until the next morning. Next morning, all of them returned to the cinema again. As they were heading to the cinema, because it's already morning, Kay again asked a friend, what happened yesterday? Can some of you actually tell me what happened or not? So one of the friend then told her the story. The friend said, we all saw the lady behind the counter. We all saw you talk to the lady. But the moment you turned to us to signal us, we saw the lady stood up, and walk past the wall behind her. There is no door at where she walked past. There is a door behind her, but the door is not even open. She just walked past the wall. The moment they said this, this would explain why the lady is no more longer there when Kay turned her side back to the lady. Kay is still 50-50. Kay kind of like still being skeptical, do not know whether to believe it or not, until they went back to the security office to retrieve Kay's phone. So when they went back, Kay actually get the phone, thanked the uncle, and also at the same time told the uncle about what the friend saw. Then the uncle say, whatever you might see the night before, probably you guys did meet the lady. According to the uncle, what happened was, just recently, which is maybe a week or two before that incident, one of the staff of the cinema committed suicide by jumping down from the cinema. Because the cinema is set on top of the building, remember? So this building is, I think, is about 8-9 floor high. So she jumped down and killed herself. The weird part is, she did not show any signs of depression or wanting to take her own life. But then again, that's how depression is, right? We could not see the signs. We could not tell whether the person is actually having issue or not. But according to all the colleagues, according to their family members, because some of the colleagues know the family members, she looks fine. She seemed fine until the night she took her own life. And ever since that particular incident, people have been saying that they saw this lady, especially when they watched the movie at the end of the night, like Kay and a bunch of friends. So fellow listeners, if you guys are going for a late night movie next time, remember, whoever that you might met after or at the end of the show, probably these people is from the other world. We have come to the end of this episode of Supernatural Confessions. If you have enjoyed this episode, please rate us with a 5-star review on whichever platform you are streaming this podcast on. Go on and tell your friends and family about us. You can find more of our content on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Search for keyword Supernatural Confessions. If you or someone you know have a confession to make, visit supernaturalconfessions.com. You can send it in text, voice memo, or even video format. Let us know if you want your identity to be kept secret. Supernatural Confessions is created by Eugene Tay. Until the next episode, my name is Kim, your host for this podcast series, signing off with, whatever you don't see doesn't mean it is not there.